I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Payments from the federal government to offset losses due to the Trump administration's trade battles could net Georgia farmers as much as $50 million. The largest percentage of the money headed to Georgia would go to cotton producers under a formula that divides the funds based on the 2018 harvest. The plan, which was rolled out last week by U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, would also provide assistance to peanut, pecan, and blueberry producers. The AJC reports that the amount of federal money coming to Georgia represents a small portion of the multi-billion dollar agricultural aid plan. The bulk of it is going to Midwest soybean growers. State officials say there are a record number of children in Georgia's foster care system. The Division of Family and Children's Services Chief of Staff, Jeff Lukich, tells the Valdosta Daily Times that just under 15,000 children are currently being cared for by the state. He says nearly two-thirds of new cases are coming from the four counties in southwest Georgia. The number of parents with drug addictions continues to rise, and a new 24-hour call center makes it easier for people to report suspected abuse. Georgia's new adoption laws that went into effect on Saturday make it simpler for foster kids to be adopted out of the system, but Lukich says it doesn't address how to slow the number of new kids coming into the program. State legislators are expected to take up the issue in the 2019 session. The Invisible Histories Project is on a mission to collect and preserve the South's LGBT history. It began in Alabama and is expanding to Georgia and Mississippi. The project documents organizations, businesses, and media and looks to tell the stories of ordinary people. Josh Burford is one of the founders.
If you're living in rural South Georgia and you've been out and you've been living an LGBT life, we want to know who you are. We want to preserve your history.
Burford says they're partnering with the University of West Georgia to begin archiving Georgia's LGBT past. They hope to expand the project to schools and libraries statewide. The parents of several children who were injured in a Muskogee County school bus crash have filed a lawsuit seeking more than $3 million in damages. The crash 2 years ago killed driver Roy Newman. It sent seven elementary school children to the hospital. The Columbus Ledger-Enquirer reports the suit names the school district, the superintendent, Newman's estate, and an unidentified person in charge of maintenance. The suit alleges negligent maintenance, operation, and use of the bus. A Mississippi bank has completed the purchase of a Georgia bank for nearly $500 million. Renaissance Corporation of Tupelo has acquired Brand Group Holdings of Lawrenceville. Renaissance says adding Brand Bank's $2.2 billion in assets and 13 offices makes it the 10th largest Atlanta area bank by market share. Brand customers will switch over to Renaissance systems on October 29th. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream's season came to an end last night against the Washington Mystics. The Dream fell 86-81 in front of their home crowd at McCamish Pavilion, ending their chance to play for the championship. Head coach Nikki Collins spoke about the emotional loss after the game.
Just got done balling in the locker room, so sorry if my mascara is a little messy. But I'm incredibly proud of this team. Super proud of these guys. So emotional for me.
Atlanta has played in the WNBA Finals three times in league history, but never won the championship. Washington will face the Seattle Storm in this year's finals, which begin on Friday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.